What?
What?
What now?
I didn't say anything.
What?
I didn't say anything. I just turned your mic on. I wanted to see what you would do.
I'm good to go, buddy. I'm all here. Sorry, I'm a little late.
The program's the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
The program's Two Handsome Jews.
We had a couple of other names, too. The Indoorsman. Remember when you wanted to call us the Indoorsman?
Yeah, but that was too good, I guess. Too entertaining.
Yeah.
My new favorite would be Like It or Lump It with Andy and Ken.
Okay, so come March, you want to rename the show Like It or Lump It?
I think that's a great name.
Why? I hate that.
Why? That's exactly my attitude toward our listeners. And yours, too. Either like the show or lump it.
Oh, yeah. Insofar as... Yeah, we don't pander. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. We're not going to let the tail wag the dog. You're not going to tell us what to do.
Right.
You either like what we do or you lump it. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
Unless you don't like it, in which case I'll change immediately.
Okay, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, okay, then.
But I have to admit, I'm not crazy about the name The Fuzzy Glove Hour either. Although I will say that this is the Hellraiser, the October Hellraiser, you know, the imaginary fundraiser we have every October.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, and people who donate $10 or more to the Fuzzy Glove Hour get a pair of fuzzy gloves. They're virtual. They just show up on the computer screen, but they are fuzzy.
You're offering a photo, a digital photo of a pair of gloves.
photo.
There it is, folks.
Don't flatter
there
me.
There it is.
It's not a photo.
It's a drawing someone made.
It's an emoji.
Yeah.
It's really, really tiny.
Ken.
Yeah.
Ken.
Hey, tomorrow night's our
big... They're your listeners. They're your supporters.
Tomorrow... Well, you want to call the show Like It or Lump It. I at least gave them an emoji.
We could have two... If we called it Like It or Lump It, we could have two phone numbers. The Like It line and the Lump It line. People that are digging what we're doing. People that are grooving to us.
Yeah.
They call on the Like It line.
Can we reuse the PMS hotline?
Sure.
Okay, so we'll
Well, they probably would lump it anyway.
Turn the PMS hotline into the Like It line?
Yeah. Every 28 days, our female listeners seem to have issues with me.
Are they all in sync? All our female listeners are perfectly
in sync?
They are,
by this time, after 30 years.
Yeah. So you're the menopause clock.
You know what you don't do if you're ever in an argument with your wife or a girlfriend? Never do this.
Okay.
Never glance at the calendar in the middle of the argument. Never. There's a tip from Uncle Andy. Guys, take that to the bank. That's a mistake. Did you just look at the calendar? This isn't my hormones, Andy.
Well, you know what I do?
Yeah.
Is I hide a calendar inside my pornography.
Yeah.
So that way they don't know I'm looking at the calendar.
I staple a calendar to my wife's head, to my wife's forehead, so I can. She doesn't know when I'm glancing up at her at the calendar.
Wow, you're really pandering to the female listeners tonight. Good job.
That's how I roll.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow night's
I
our 30th.
Pull my punches.
Tomorrow
yeah,
night's
30 our years together.
30th anniversary show in
Happy
Montclair.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Yeah, you too. And it is sold out, unfortunately, but we will be taping it.
We'll be videotaping it.
Videotaping it and audio taping it.
That'll be available at some point?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
How's that for tantalizing?
Well, you know.
Our listeners.
You never know what's going to happen when you're planning on recording it. As long as it comes out well.
You would offer it. Maybe there'll be room in this October fundraising thing to offer it.
Nah.
You could edit it quickly.
Nah. Uh-huh. If it comes out well, maybe we'll use it in March.
Yeah.
But you're excited. I'm excited, too. But you're really excited.
I am. I'm very proud of us.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of this little show. I'm feeling very sentimental, maybe because I'm in my 60s. And I don't have a lot to be proud of.
Oh, come on.
This is on. It's a short list. This is on the list.
Yeah, you have five great kids to be proud of, even though you don't all love them equally.
I love them all. You can't love them equally. I'm the last honest father standing.
Right, you're gonna be ranking how much you love your five kids tomorrow night.
I'm gonna be putting them in order. Yes.
Live on stage.
Yes. Yeah. That'll be very dramatic. What else will we be doing tomorrow?
We're gonna be playing bingo and giving away an extremely rare Beatles album. The Butcher cover of Yesterday and Today. Whoever wins bingo walks away with that record.
How exciting is that?
Yeah.
Something at stake there.
Clog dancing.
Clog dancing, and we'll be handing out bean bags to throw before the clog dancing.
Right.
It's really hard. I don't know if you've ever done this. It's really hard to watch someone clog dancing and not have something to throw. You go crazy. Your head explodes.
It's hard to hit a clog dancer with a bean bag. I've tried.
It's hard to hit a clog dancer with a beanbag. Another title for the show that would be better than the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Because you think they're going to be clog dancing in one place, and then all of a sudden they shift like 3 feet over.
They're wily.
Yeah. Oh, man, I used to go to the Newport Folk Festival all the time trying to do that.
You have to lead. You have to, yeah, really. Yeah. I used up all my beanbags when Dylan went electric. Me and Pete Seeger were in the back. Tossing beanbags like crazy.
Well, he didn't need no beanbag. He had an axe.
He went for the axe. That was plan B. Gosh, we have fun.
And what else are we doing
30
tomorrow?
Years. Yeah. You can't fake this kind of chemistry.
Oh, we're going to be playing all our different theme songs tomorrow night. Of course, Richard Thompson's doing four songs.
Yeah, you mentioned that in passing, like an afterthought, but we have Richard Thompson.
Yeah, the great Richard Thompson.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys are fans of the Waltons. But
that's not Richard Thompson.
He was fantastic.
No, no.
What? Wait, say what?
The Waltons, you're talking about John Boy?
Yeah.
From that 1970s TV
show? Yeah, great show. Yeah, he lives nearby. He's
that was Richard Thomas.
Oh, wait.
That was Richard Thomas. We have the British musician, songwriter, guitarist, Richard Thompson.
Never heard of him.
He's a lot bigger than Richard Thomas, I'll tell you that.
We're going to have to refund some tickets.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody bought tickets thinking it was Richard Thomas.
I think a lot.
We didn't spell it Thomas. We spelled it Thompson.
I heard Thomas, and I got very excited. But listen, come anyway. Come anyway. This guy might be good. Tell me about this guy.
He's great. He was in Fairport Convention.
I don't remember that show. I remember the Waltons.
Fairport Convention was a band.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then he had an amazing amazing run with his wife, Linda Thompson, at the time. Richard and Linda Thompson put out all sorts of amazing songs and records.
Did he have a big mole, a beautiful little mole that you couldn't take your eyes off of?
No.
Well, Richard Thomas did. Listen, but come anyway. Come anyway, because this singer might be interesting. You never know. And we have there's T-shirts, right?
Yeah, anybody who bought a ticket gets their choice between a T-shirt and a pajama top.
Yeah,
I'm going for the pajama top. I have enough 7 Second Delay T-shirts. All hey, right. Man,
sold out.
It is sold out. Your restless leg is making a lot of noise tonight.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
But we actually have a show tonight.
Yes, we do. We do have a show tonight. We're saluting the great children's book, Goodnight Moon.
Are you familiar with this book?
Oh, am I? I think I've probably read it 100 times.
I've never gotten to. I started it. I haven't. Don't spoil the ending.
You don't know how it ends?
I'm guessing the old lady who says hush did it.
It's not a question of who did it.
I thought I printed out the book.
I got it right here. It was a book that came out in 1947 by Margaret Wise Brown.
And tell me about her.
Wait. Yeah.
I've rethought that.
Yeah, good idea.
I don't care about
Yeah,
her.
You don't want to know about Margaret Wise Brown. It's a very dark tale.
Was she a famous poet?
No. She was a famous children's book author, but not when she submitted the manuscript for Goodnight Moon.
You know who the hero of this story is? The publisher, the someone that got this book submitted from an unknown, right?
Well, she was turned down. Writer. Yeah, she was turned down.
Well, who wouldn't turn her down? Read this.
I know. It's idiotic.
Okay, you have a publishing company.
Yeah.
You have 400 people on the payroll that are depending on you to make smart, educated, grounded decision based on what the marketplace.
Okay.
Right. Okay. You received this manuscript.
I'm in the character. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's like 45 lines, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to read the manuscript that you received.
Okay. Hit me with your best stuff.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon. And a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. Are you still reading?
This is great. This is great. Thank you. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, leave your name with the girl out front. Yeah. We'll be in touch.
Well, that's what happened to Margaret Wise Brown, and she couldn't get published.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
They added hookers, and it got published, but it still took 2 decades for it to become a children's classic. It wasn't until the late 60s that it really gained traction.
I guess it's good for very, very, very young or very, very, very dumb children.
Yeah, what we call pre-literate.
Yeah.
Pre-language.
So it's a pre-literate classic, so Ken immediately realized it would be perfect for a 7-second delay subject.
Fuzzy Glove Hour. Okay.
Yeah, Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Yeah. So we have a couple of different categories, and we want people to compete for who can read it the fastest, the best dramatic reading, and then a free-form category, which can include foreign language or any other approach you care to take.
Maybe someone wants to sing it?
I don't think that's possible.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon. You want to see how fast I could read it?
No. No, that's okay.
Really?
Let's let somebody else be in first place.
Well, why don't you let me do the first reading, and that will be the time to beat.
Because I don't want to hear it one more time than necessary.
Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown.
So the phone number here is 201-209-9368. I've posted the entire book on the playlist page today. You can get there by going to WFMU.org.
Or you could just go online. It's readily available. Goodnight Moon text, if you Google that.
Or Goodnight Moon poem.
Poem text. It'll just show up.
I've always thought that poetry makes the greatest radio. It's another reason why I've always wanted to do this show. I believe in the power of poetry, Andy Breckman.
I can never tell when you're joking.
Yeah.
Hey, now what are the rules if someone's trying to read it fast?
They have to articulate every word.
They have to hit every word. They can't.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can't slur or skip a word.
Right.
All right. Can I try to read it fast?
No.
In the great green room, there was a telephone. Oh, it's hard. It's like
it's hard. Yeah.
Tongue twister.
Hey, somebody wants to give it a shot.
I wonder what the indoor world's record is.
Hi, welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Let's give a prize.
Okay. What should the prize be? A 7-second delay COVID mask?
Would you send one out?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be great. It has a picture of you and me on it.
Yep.
It says COVID and 7-second delay on it. And then it says underneath, equally contagious.
Which I don't understand, but...
You don't have to understand. It's a joke.
Yeah,
there's no reason for you to understand
it. That's what it is?
Yeah. You just leave the jokes to me.
Okay.
You just trust me.
Hey, we have a caller.
I don't think we do.
We do.
Hello?
Hi.
Ah!
Man, you shouldn't sneak up on people like that.
What's your name, caller?
I'm Sam the Appraiser.
Sam the Appraiser. Which event would you like to enter in the Goodnight Moon Olympics?
I'd like to do the foreign language category.
You can translate this?
Oh, yeah.
Did you find a translation online, or are you translating it?
No, I use Monagan.
He's doing this. He's doing this free form. He's doing it in the moment, Ken.
Okay, so he's in the free form category.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sam the Appraiser.
So which should I do, Pig Latin or French?
Well, we'd love to hear Pig Latin.
I think Pig Latin would be better, yeah.
Okay, I don't have it in Pig Latin. I'm going to do it in French.
Okay, thanks for the offer, though.
In way are they, eight gray, in gray, umray. That's the first line if you want to do it in Pig Latin.
Okay.
Go ahead, do it in French.
Okay. Dans une grande chambre verte, il y avait un téléphone et un ballon rouge, une image d'une vache qui saute par-dessus la lune. Il y avait 3 petits ours assis sur des chaises et 2 petits chatons et une paire de mitaines.
Is this how you imagined it would be?
He's only made 2 mistakes so far.
Et un peigne et une brosse et un bol plein de bouillie. une vieille dame silencieuse qui chuchotait « Chut !»« Bonne nuit, la chambre. Bonne nuit, la lune. Bonne nuit, la vache qui saute par-dessus la lune. Bonne nuit, la lumière. Bonne nuit, et le ballon rouge. Bonne nuit, les ours. Bonne nuit, les chaises. Bonne nuit, les chatons.
Do you know where he is?
Bonne nuit, les mitaines.
He's following along.
Bonne nuit, les horloges.
He's on the sequel, I think.
Bonne nuit, la petite
maison. We don't know what he's saying. He could be lamenting the collapse of his last marriage.
That was it.
Bonne nuit, la peigne. Bonne nuit, la brosse. Bonne nuit, personne. Bonne nuit, la bouillie. Et bonne nuit à la vieille dame qui chuchote chute. Bonne nuit, les étoiles. Bonne nuit, l'air. Et bonne nuit, les bruits partout.
Part two. That was it. That was the last word. Part two.
Yeah. That was actually very beautiful.
That was great,
Sam. Can I do part two now?
No. This is
a joke.
Did Margaret Wise Brown write a sequel? I'm sure there was. It was. I'm sure there was money on the table. I'm sure people wanted it.
It was goodbye paycheck.
Yeah.
Good one, Sam.
Thank you.
You're in the lead right now.
Yeah. You're in first place for the freeform category. The three categories are speed reading, dramatic reading. If there are any thespians out there, anyone?
I wish Gus Bodenheim was listening. He would do a great dramatic reading.
Oh, man, don't get me started on Gus Bodenheim.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's all I could think of now that you said that.
We could use an announcer like Gus Bodenheim.
Just remind me who he is.
He's the announcer for the old Codger show. I think he might want to. He might agree to be our announcer too.
Be great to have an announcer.
Yeah, it would be.
Would he come in live?
You know, like a Don Pardo.
Would he pre-record something?
I would like to have him live. I would love to have a live announcer. Gary Owens, he was a big announcer.
Gary
right?
Owens was great. That was Laffin.
Yeah, Laffin. And then there was Don Pardo, right? Wasn't he an announcer?
Don Pardo, I worked with a little bit.
What did you do with Don Pardo?
Don Pardo was at NBC when I was there.
Wow. And did he announce the Carson show? Was he the first voice you heard on the Carson show?
I don't know.
Oh. I don't even know why I have the name in my head as an announcer, Don Pardo.
I don't know why anything's in your head. It always surprises me.
Yeah. It doesn't belong there. I grant you that.
If you forget about Don Pardo, you'll leave room for more pertinent, important things.
Done and done. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. It's the Goodnight Moon Olympics.
We need someone to read it. See, let me try to read it quickly.
All right, let me get my stopwatch out.
Okay.
All right. We have to set the time.
So then there'll be a baseline time. There'll be something for people to try to beat.
Okay, on your mark.
Hold on.
Ready?
Yes.
On your mark.
Hold on. Let me get my head together here.
Okay. Get into character.
Hold on. In the great green room. There
no.
Hold on. In the great green room. There was
I'm not timing yet.
I know. I'm just practicing. Yeah. I'm just like trying to picture this.
Okay.
In a red balloon. I'm just trying to.
Yeah. Don't read the whole
thing. I understand. I'm just trying to get my head around it. Just trying to get into
gear.
I'm just trying to get my head into the right place.
I'm just going to start the stopwatch.
Okay. Say
on your
one,
mark,
two, three. Yeah.
Okay. One.
Are you going to say one, two, three, go? Or you just do I start at three?
I'm going to say one, two, three, go.
So I don't start at three.
No, you start at go.
Okay.
One, two, three, go.
In the great green room, there was a telephone, red, blue, and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon, and there were three little bears sitting on chairs and two little kittens and a pair of mittens, little toy house and a young mouse and a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush and a quiet old lady who was whispering, hush, good night, room, good night, moon, good night, cow jumping over the moon, good night, light, and the red balloon, good night, bears, good night, chairs, good night, kittens, good night, mittens, good night, clocks, good night, socks, good night, little house, good night, moose, good night, oh, mouse, I'm sorry,
mouse.
Good night, comb, and good night, brush, good night, nobody. Good night, and good night to the old lady who's whispering, hush, good night, stars, good night, air, good night, noises everywhere.
34 seconds.
That's the world record. No one's going to beat that.
Well, you
I'm walking away.
You completely slipped up on the moose and the mouse.
So I lose.
You lost.
So why don't we add 2 seconds per mistake?
No, I mean, you made the mistake. It already cost you a second or two.
Well, but wait, there should be a penalty, like 32 seconds, but because there were two mistakes...
Well,
the official time is 36.
You did 34 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the official time is 38.
We're adding 4 seconds per mistake?
No, 2 seconds per mistake.
You made 2 mistakes?
Yeah, you caught 2 mistakes.
Mouse and moose was the same mistake. You said, and good night, moose, and then you realized it was mouse.
I made 1 mistake.
You made 1 mistake. 36.
But I just made a mistake in my counting of mistakes.
36 seconds. So we need to add another 2 seconds for that.
Fine. fine.
Hi, welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
The show can't last forever. Nothing lasts forever.
You're on the air.
Hi, tu pas, tu cas, tu las. As they don't say in Goodnight Moon.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everything passes, everything breaks, everything is sort of lets go. Do you want me to announcer it up?
Sure, you can do a dramatic reading.
Are you going to do a dramatic reading, an announcer?
I don't know, dramatic. I'll just, you know, increase my natural pomposity a little. And
exactly right.
You have a great announcer's voice. Are you Gary Owens?
No, but you've liked some of my IDs sometimes.
Oh, he's done some IDs for us.
Excellent.
What, Ken, wait, I'm just going to hit pause for a second. What is this damn poem about? What's happening here?
It's the moon. The moon's everywhere.
What does that mean, it's the moon?
The moon is everywhere.
No, it's not the moon. The moon is
telling a young child that everything in the world is going to sleep, so it might as well.
Right. There's no point staying up. You'll be the only conscious thing on the planet. Who wants that?
And
I'll take that.
Everything else is a light enough sleeper that you can't take their stuff.
If I was the only conscious thing on the planet?
You'd like that?
Yeah, man. Second base.
Jesus Christ.
With whom or what?
Oh, my God.
With everybody.
Oh.
Good God.
It all depends on
how
it'd be
glorious.
Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, right. Yeah. You've never had that dream.
Okay, announcer man.
Good night, moon. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on chairs, and two little kittens, and a pair of mittens.
He's doing pretty good.
Boy house,
I kind of tuned out.
And a comb, and a brush, and a bowl full of mush, and a
quiet
old lady.
I was thinking about my second base idea. That would be a great Twilight Zone pitch, wouldn't it?
Good night room.
Should we count mush as a mistake? Because he didn't pronounce it right. It's supposed to be mush, so it rhymes with hush.
Good night, bear.
Sure, let's add 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
But don't tell him yet.
Well, I'm not timing it.
Good night, mittens.
Oh, of course.
Good night, clocks. And good night, socks. Good night, little house. And good night, little mouse. Good night, comb. And good night, brush. Good night, nobody. Good night, mush. And good night to the old lady whispering hush. Whispering good night,
well,
stars.
That's how he pronounces
good night,
it.
Air. Good night, noises everywhere.
Good job. You're winning in the announcerly
that's
category.
All the text I have.
What's your name? What's your fake name? Sorry, what's your fake name?
Listener Michael.
That'll Michael.
Fine.
Okay. Good job, Michael. We have to dock you two points because of the way
when
you
when I read this book,
mush and hush. It's supposed to be mush and hush.
When I read this book to my kids, I would add a line. Somewhere in the middle, good night to the crazy escape felon behind the curtain.
Yeah, it's important to let the kid know that the crazy escape.
I think that kind of goes without saying.
Yeah, the crazy escape felon's going to bed too.
And then the kids would say, wait, what? I said, and then I would say, I said good night, comb. And they would say, no, before that. The felon, something about the felon, and then we'd get into it.
All right,
cool.
Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. It's the Goodnight Moon Olympics. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
So this is 30 years of professional broadcasting building up to this.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yep.
This is the best we could do after 30 years.
Yeah, a book that gets read to people who have no idea what you're saying.
Well, then it is kind of fitting.
Yeah. Except it sounds like you were reading this book to your kids while they were quite old, if they knew what a felon was.
Yeah, it was the only book in our house.
Yeah. What happened to all the other?
I had problems with a lot of the other books.
Okay. Yeah, because this is usually the book that you read when your kid is like 6 months old. And I'd say even by the time they were a year old, you need to move on to something a little more substantial than this.
You know, even just by my inflection, though, they sort of understood that an escaped criminal behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't understand exactly what I meant,
right. They
understood that it was pretty ominous.
Well, I think anything behind the curtain is ominous.
Because I would point to the curtain and go, whoa!
Yeah, you could have said goodnight chairs behind the curtain.
Yeah. And then it was up to Beth to come in and try to get him to sleep. Honey, I don't understand why they're still awake. I read them Goodnight Moon. Did you improvise that line, Andy? The line about the felon? Well, yeah.
Are you going to dock them tomorrow when you identify your favorite kids? If they got scared of Goodnight Moon, do they lose a couple of points?
Very good question. I have a very long memory. I remember all their infractions. I will list, before I rank my five children, I will list all the factors that I considered when making my decision. That's only fair.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you crush the dreams of three out of 5 year kids.
I think it'll be harder. It might be harder emotionally for the number one kid.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Three out of 5 year kids
are going
to feel like
she or he has to live with the other four.
I mean, if you're in a field of five and you don't even make the top two, I mean, that's most of your kids are not going to make the top two.
It's called suspense. It's called drama. It's what we were missing in for tomorrow's show, and that's what I brought to it.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show.
It's you.
Hey there, guys.
Oh, hey, Aaron.
Aaron in Minneapolis.
Hey, Aaron.
Second week in a row. How are you?
Good, Aaron. How are you doing?
How are you, Aaron? Hey, Aaron, is it possible for you to recite this children's book for us?
So this is an entry in the dramatic reading category.
Okay.
In the style of Alistair Cook.
Looking forward to this.
Go ahead, Aaron.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of cow jumping over the moon, and there were three little bears sitting on chairs and two little kittens and a pair of mittens and a little toy house and a young mouse and a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush and a quiet old lady who
mush.
Was whispering.
Hush!
Good night, room. Good night, moon. And good night, cow jumping over
this
the moon.
This is dramatic
good
and
night, light yeah. And the red balloon. And good night, bears. Good night, chairs. Good night, kittens. And good night, mittens. Good night, clocks. And good night, socks. Good night, little house. And good night, mouse. Good night, comb. And good night, brush. Good night, nobody. Good night, mush. And good night to the old lady whispering, hush. Good night, stars. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere.
Wow. Aaron, excellent. That was great. That sounded just like Alistair Cook.
I think that was a wonderful dramatic reading, and it probably broke my indoor speed record as well.
Yeah, probably. Way to go, Aaron.
Wouldn't you have questions if you were cognizant and able to ask questions at the age of 6 months?
Yeah.
Tell me more about the old lady whispering hush. What is she doing here? Why does she want everyone to be quiet?
I think the old lady whispering hush is supposed to be, what's her name? The author?
Wise Brown.
Yeah, Margaret Wise Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
Where did you get that from?
She's the old lady saying hush.
She's the old lady telling the kid hush. Doesn't hush mean don't tell your parents what's about to happen?
It means shut up. It just means don't make a noise.
It's the pedophile theme song, Hush.
Hush?
Yeah.
By Deep Purple?
Well, it's just... It's this is between you and me, little one. That's what hush means.
No.
Yes. There's an old lady in the room whispering hush.
You're saying that hush means don't tell anybody this happened. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
No, that's not what hush means. There's only one way of saying don't tell anybody this happened.
Yeah. And that's just by saying it?
Yeah.
And then adding, or I will kill your parents.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's helpful. Yeah.
It goes without saying.
All right. It's the Goodnight Moon Olympics here. It's the Hellraiser. It's the WFMU October Hellraiser, our imaginary.
Has anyone pledged money to the Hellraiser?
Let's see.
Wait, why didn't you tell me about the Hellraiser? I could have plugged it or something. Didn't we do something last year that sort of was pretty effective?
Yeah, but I can't remember. A year ago, are you out of your mind? A year ago. Will the sound guy's got some fuzzy gloves. And that's about it. The only person who's pledged to this show.
Is that $10?
Yeah, it's $10. So we're at about... Yeah.
That's $5 each, you and me? Yeah. We get to split that.
Oh, Snack Girl has fuzzy gloves. Way to go, Snack Girl. Yeah.
So you're raising money on the side.
Yeah.
You're not asking for money. You're not promoting the fundraiser.
No, that's why it's an imaginary fundraiser.
But you're mentioning it every 3.5 minutes.
This is the first time I mentioned it. The only time I mentioned it.
Yeah. Well, it's just not true, but it's fun to say.
What?
You've been shoehorning it into conversations for the last 45 minutes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Is that why Scott played Carole King?
To butter you up?
To butter the audience up? Hey, we're not complete freaks. We're not dangerous. Listen, we're playing Carole King.
No, I think he's trying to play something for you every week at the end of his show to ingratiate himself.
Hey,
with
little
you.
Boy. Hey, little girl. Listen, it's Carole King. You can give us money. Open the wallet. We're safe.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
I do.
Thank you very much. Now, is this a book that has meant something to you in your life?
I have this memorized.
You have it memorized for real?
Yeah, I've read it like a million times.
You read it because you're a mom?
Yeah.
You're about to recite it from memory.
Well, I have the book in front of me. I didn't want to forget anything. I don't know. Are we all being timed? Or?
No, well, is this a dramatic reading, or are you going to try to do it as a speed reading exercise?
I'd rather do dramatic.
I can't wait.
Yes, go for dramatic,
Ladies
Jennifer.
And gentlemen, Jennifer.
Good Night Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. Pictures by Clement Hurd. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon.
Her book has pictures.
Well, all the books
cow
have
jumping
pictures.
Over the moon.
My book didn't
and
have
there were
pictures.
Three little bears sitting on chairs.
You got to be a bootleg copy.
Yeah.
Your parents, your parents probably bought it on 48th Street.
And a comb.
I always thought it was insane. It was just like, you know, four words per page and no pictures.
Good night, room. Good night,
you can
moon.
Tell this is a good mother.
Goodnight, Jennifer's doing great.
Don't you wish you had a mom like this?
Yeah.
Good night, light and red balloon.
This is what we missed.
Good night, bears.
This is what we didn't have in our life.
Good night, kittens and good night, mittens.
Did you notice good that Alistair Cook pronounced it brush
good
and
night,
mush and hush
correctly?
Yeah.
Good night, calm.
I think Jennifer's
brush.
The best.
Good night, nobody. Good night, mush. And good night to the old lady whispering hush.
Oh, here comes the big finish.
We got the whisper.
Good night, stars. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere.
That was great, Jennifer. Read it again.
No, no, no. Hey, Jennifer, on behalf of your kids, you're the best mom ever. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And I know your kids will read it. I guess this thing, is this like a multi-million dollar property, you think, this book?
Probably, yeah.
Everybody buys it for, probably baby.
It's ubiquitous.
Baby showers.
Yep.
Yeah, and you have to have multiple copies because they get all ripped up and eaten.
It's a perfect plan.
It's the perfect, it's the perfect book for a 4-month-old. Way better than Curious George and the Criminal Felon Behind the Curtain.
And, was there ever a sequel to this book?
Good Morning Moon?
It's on the back.
Yeah.
My World.
Yep.
A companion to Good Night Moon.
My World.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
Look
good
out. It's the escape felon from behind the curtain. We thought he was asleep. He wasn't asleep. That's the thing about escape felons. Their adrenaline is pumping from the escape. They're not going to sleep.
That's true.
They're going to be up all night.
Yeah, you're right.
You can read them. You can read them this book 100 times.
No, it's true. Yeah, there's a good chance that they're on crank or meth or something.
Yeah,
they're not going to go to sleep.
Yeah, that's something you should tell the kids that.
Yeah,
if there is an escape felon, if there's a bad man behind the curtain, he probably won't be sleeping.
And you might as well say goodnight to him because you never know. But it's unlikely that he's going to actually fall asleep. Hi, you're on the air.
You got to be a pretty lame escapee.
Sorry.
Hi.
Hi. I want to do a speed reading, please.
Oh, good.
Oh, sure.
You know that the record is 36 seconds. That's the time to beat.
But that's because there were two mistakes.
One mistake. And what's your name?
Right, and I don't have to read the title, right?
Right. You don't have to read the title or the author.
And what is your name?
It's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, God bless you, Pam.
Hi.
And has this book meant anything in your life, Pam? Do you remember this book?
Not at all.
Perfect. And it's why you're so well adjusted.
So Pam,
it might mean I win a prize. Who knows? Then it would have meaning.
And okay, are you hearing this book for the first time tonight?
Oh no.
All right.
I mean, I have one that's illustrated by, I think it's Maurice Sendak.
Damn. Everybody has pictures in their book.
Yeah. If your parents loved you, you have the better the pictures, the more love your parents had for you.
Sucks, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But your parents let you stay in the house, Ken. That's something.
Well, I mean.
In the basement.
In the basement.
My mom was a wireframe and cloth monkey doll. So she didn't have a whole lot of control over me.
You go,
Kenny. I'm gonna say
you
one.
You go, Kenny.
I'm gonna I'm gonna say 1, 2, 3, go, Pam.
Alrighty then.
Ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, go.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon, and there were three little bears sitting on chairs and two little kittens and a pair of mittens and a little toy house and a young mouse and a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush.
Oh my God, she's kicking your ass,
Andy. And a quiet old lady was whispering hush.
Well, she has a smaller mouth.
Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Good night, light and the red balloon. Good night, bears. Good night, bears. Good night, kittens and good night mittens.
She's going to beat you by so much.
Good night, little house and good night, mouse. Good night, comb. Good night, brush. Good night, nobody. Good night, mush. And good night to the old lady whispering hush. Good night, stars. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere.
All right, Pam, 32 seconds.
Wait, that was exactly my time.
No, you had 34 seconds, and then we added two for your mistake.
Okay, you beat me by 2 seconds.
She beat you by 4 seconds.
I did have one mistake, I will admit.
Oh, so. I missed it. I missed it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay. Well, okay, so do we not count the mistake, even though she's copping to it?
Okay, you can add 2 seconds.
Okay, but she still is
winning.
She's
still in the lead at 34 seconds.
Yay.
Okay, Pam.
Way to go, Pam.
Thanks. Yay.
Thanks.
Go me. Bye. Go.
Phone number is 201-209-9368, and we're doing the Goodnight Moon Olympics. You can enter the speed category, the dramatic reading category, or the freeform category.
And it would be great if every phone call ends with the caller saying, go me. The way Pam did.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
No, it is good. Go me. Can we say it too?
You do whatever you want, son. 201-209-9368. 30 years has led us to this moment.
Yeah.
How long do you think we have in front of us? We know what's behind us.
Well, let's see. If we do another 30 years, then we both have to... You have to live to what, 95?
I'm 90s. I'm 66.
So you have to live to 96. Oh, that's never going to happen.
I'll do it.
Okay.
By God, I'll do it.
All right, fine.
But will I still be able to come in and do this?
Maybe. Maybe I'll have to come to you.
Or maybe by then there'll be a way to do it telepathically.
Hi, you're on the air. It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. Which category would you like to enter?
I'd love to do a dramatic reading of my favorite single page of the book.
Okay.
Okay, so this is just an excerpt.
Just an excerpt. My favorite page.
Go ahead.
I wonder what page he's going to... Is it your favorite page because of the illustration?
ISBN 0-59-092-42-1.
He's reading the copyright ISBN page.
Harper and Row Publishers, Inc.
Oh, geez. He's a prankster. Man, listen to that restless leg.
But he's... That was a wild card, man. He threw a curveball there.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Reading the ISBN number. Fuzzy Glove Hour, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Marie. And Marie, has this book meant something to you in your life?
No. Mm-mm.
Are you hearing it for the first time tonight?
No. You know what? I think I've heard it here and there over the years.
Yeah, it's an awful book.
I believe it.
Yeah. So which category would you like to enter, Marie?
I could do speed or freeform.
Well, your choice.
I think speed is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
You guys want to choose? Okay, I'll do speed
okay.
then.
Okay, the indoor record at the moment is 32 seconds.
34 seconds.
No, with one mistake. 32 seconds and one mistake.
Okay. So I don't have to read the title in the author?
Correct.
No.
All right, get your clock ready. Tell me when to
start.
Okay,
I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, go, and when I say go, that's when you can start.
This is Marie reading the text of Goodnight Moon, trying to break the all-time indoor speed record, 32 seconds.
Ready, Marie?
Yes.
One, two, three, go.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon, and there were three little bears sitting on chairs and two little kittens and a pair of mittens and a little toy house and a young mouse and a comb and a brush and a bowl of mush. And a quiet old lady was whispering, hush, good night, room, good night, moon, good night, cow jumping over the moon, good night, light and the red balloon,
wow.
Good night, bears, good night, chairs,
wow.
Good night, kittens,
wow,
and good night,
right.
Mittens, good night, clocks, and good night, socks, good night, little house, and good night, mouse, good night, comb, and good night, brush, good night, nobody, good night, mush, and good night to the old lady whispering, hush, good night, stars, good night, air, good night, noises everywhere.
Wow! 26 seconds!
Woohoo!
Wow. Amazing, Marie.
Hey, was it you, Ken, or Andy? I think, Ken, didn't you, you did something like an auctioneer at an event one time,
oh,
right?
Yeah, a couple of times, yep.
That was like
maybe you should give your hand at this.
That was like you were in auctioneer mode there, Marie. I was very impressed.
Yeah, that was really, are you a professional speed reader?
No, but I read very fast.
You do.
It was very impressive, Marie. You're in the lead.
You ever hear Woody Allen's joke about, it's a great joke about Evelyn Wood's speed reading course?
No, I don't know it.
He said, I took the Evelyn Wood speed reading course, which enabled me to read War and Peace in 20 minutes. It deals with Russia. It's a great joke.
Yeah.
This is back when he was funny.
Yeah.
You know, so this book is a huge bestseller, obviously.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny to try to make a screenplay out of it, to film it,
I bet you,
it to a screenwriter?
I bet you it's been done.
But who would be the hero? It has to be the little kid, right? Kid that won't go to bed. I guess you cut to the prison, the escaped felon.
Yeah.
Digging his way out, right? There's the old lady whispering hush. Maybe she turns out to be the hero.
She's like the warden. She's like the evil warden.
Or maybe at the end she comes in and saves the day. I mean, you'd have to build some dramatic subplots in.
Yeah, the bears. You got bears, you got kittens.
Yeah, the bear out back. Maybe you just see the bear through the window raping Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, could I
and
get...
And it's never, you never cut to a close-up, you never explain it.
Can I get scale for that?
Oh, you'll get scale, baby.
All right, good. I'm in.
Yeah, you'll get scale. But... it's going to be kind of tense because we can only really do one take. And I'll tell you why later.
Tell me now.
Nope. No, there won't be any retakes on that one.
Okay. Fuzzy Glove Hour, you're on the air.
Love the show. Can't believe it got through.
Yeah, right.
Can't believe it either. Which category would you like to enter?
Speed reading, please.
Speed reading. Okay, we have a new world's record.
26 seconds is the time to beat. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Steve. I'm aiming for at least 25.
Okay. Oh, he's like calling maximum. His shot. He's pointing to the fence. 25 seconds. Yeah. And Steve, where are you calling from?
I'm in Melbourne, Australia.
Okay. What time is it there? Quick, without looking. This is a test.
9:45 a.m.
Is that right, Ken?
Wow, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's in the future. It's the day of our 30th anniversary show.
Hey, happy anniversary in Australia, Ken.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Where are you in Australia again?
In Melbourne.
Melbourne. All right.
Hey, Steve, can you turn on the radio and tell us who's winning the first game of the American League playoffs?
Is that tonight?
Well, no. To Steve, it's happening right now.
Is that tomorrow night?
It's happening right now in Australia. Don't you understand how time works?
Oh my God, we could make so much money betting on this.
Yeah, we finally stumbled onto a sure thing. All right, but we'll get to that later. Okay, Steve from Australia.
And Steve, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, go. Every mistake you make, we add 2 seconds to your time. Are you ready?
No problem. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon, and there were three little bears sitting on chairs and two little kittens and a pair of mittens and a toy house and a young mouse and a comb and a brush and a pool of mush and a quiet old lady who was
did
whispering,
he say
good night, room, good night, moon, good night, cow jumping
he's
over
fine.
The moon, good night, lights.
It's early in the morning
good night,
there.
Bears, good night, chairs,
it's
good
9:50, 9:45.
Good night, mittens, good night, clocks, and good night, socks, good night, little house, and good night,
he's
mouse.
He's just
good
waking
night,
up.
Good night, brush, good night, nobody, good night, mush, and good night, the old lady whispering hush, good night, stars, good night, air, good night, noises everywhere.
Oh!
How'd he do?
He did well, but not well enough to beat
Marie. Heartbreaker.
26.33 seconds, Steve. So you're just one...
Time moves slower in the future.
Yeah.
It does, I guess. Why don't you factor in how long it took the signal to reach us, Ken?
I don't think that's pertinent.
Is this book popular in Australia as well?
Yeah, but we replace all the... instead of good good night bears, we say good night koalas. So, you know, it's a big adjustment.
Bandicoots.
See, he did not grow up with this exact text.
Dingoes.
Ken, he had this handicap.
Ruse.
Yeah.
Kookaburras.
Right, kookaburras. Oh, those are great, those birds.
And then I guess it ends with Dingo got my baby.
Yeah.
At the end, everyone shouts that, and the kid goes to sleep.
And then we all drink a Foster's.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Pleasure.
It's a gallant effort. A gallant effort.
Steve said pleasure, but I'm not sure it was.
No,
I think he was just being polite.
Well, maybe that's what they do in Melbourne.
Or maybe he meant a pleasure for us.
Yeah. Jeez, man, now I'm nervous. He's like, he's in the future.
This really is the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because we have an international group of athletes.
We got 10 minutes to go here on the Goodnight Moon Olympics. There's three categories you can enter: speed reading, dramatic reading, or free form reading. And the phone number is 201-209-9368.
And this is how we're celebrating our 30th anniversary. When you hear from us next week, we will be into our 31st year.
Yeah. Going for 30 more.
Is that a record here at FMU?
30 in the same slot. Yeah, probably is. Yep. I can't imagine. Yeah. Yes. Congratulations.
You've been married 31 years?
Yep.
How's that going?
It's going great. How long you been married?
Beth and I are 18. I can do this. I can do this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Wait, Molly's 17. Now
hit the plus button.
Hold on. So we're together 18. Wait, could this be right? Together 18 years.
That's nothing.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. Married 18. Wait. Together 19 years. Married 18 years. So how long do I have to wait until I'm tied with my FMU record? At some point, won't they be the same?
What are you talking? No, you'll never catch up.
Well, right now I'm like two-thirds of our relationship.
7 Second Delay has been on the air for 30 years.
Yes, and I've been married, so let's say 20
years.
You've
been married for 18 years.
Okay, but I'm catching up.
But no, you'll never catch up.
Well, right now I'm about two-thirds of this.
Yeah,
of
I know, but for every year that goes on.
But hold on. But then, and let's say 100 years, say theoretically, then I'll be 7/8. I'll be catching up. If I'm still alive in 100 years and we're still on the air, it'll almost be the same.
Well,
I'll
mean, catching up. Yeah.
At some point, it will be the same.
No.
Yes.
No, it'll never be the same. It'll, no matter how much time goes by.
Yes.
7 Second Delay will always be 12 years ahead of you. You're right. The percentage will change.
Oh, I see.
But you will never reach 100%.
You're so smart.
Yeah.
You're the full package. You're smart and funny.
Hi, you're on the air.
You're compassionate. You're open-minded. You're everything, man.
And I can clog dance.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, I really can.
Are you bringing like clog dancing shoes?
I am. I'm bringing my new clog dancing shoes. Oh my God! I have to remind my wife to bring my clog dancing shoes. I left them.
Left them at the lake.
I left them at Sussex County. Yeah.
So your wife could borrow them? You mean she didn't want you to take them?
No, I just forgot them.
Hank's at home right now, clog dancing around.
She might be. Oh man, she better not wear them out.
A beautiful clog dancing wife. That's every guy's dream.
It is. It is. But not because you throw beanbags at them.
I heard they cut the clog dancing scene from the new James Bond movie. Did you
hear
that?
Did they really?
Didn't test very well. Big clog dancing ending.
Yeah, I believe it.
James Bond and Blofeld.
Jesus. Hi, you're on the air.
Are you excited for the new James Bond movie?
I am.
Me too. Oh, hey, you love the show.
Hey, who's this?
It's Don in Montclair. I'm pre-gaming for the party tomorrow.
Good.
I wanted to go free form on you.
Okay, great.
Looking forward to this.
And it might fall under the category of speed. I think I might beat the other ones as well. I don't know. I'm going to time it myself.
Okay.
You can time it.
Because you don't trust Ken.
Okay, Don, I am going.
I don't trust him. So, but when you say go, I'm going to hit the thing and then I'm freeforming. And
okay, cool. So I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, go. Ready, Don?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, go.
In there, and. Good night, good night, good night, good night, good night, and good night, good night, good night, and 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 good good night, and good night, good.
15 seconds.
Well, he just read
the first word of every.
He just read the first. He just read like a column. He just read the first word of every line.
Oh, you're saying
every,
he?
And the last word is just good. It's not good night. It's the only time. It's just good.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of words. Not a whole lot of words in this.
Now, Ken, you know a lot about.
So there you go.
You know a lot about pharmaceuticals. You're a man of the world.
Yep.
Okay. Right.
Yep.
You've been high. You've been downtown.
I'm high right now.
You're high right now.
Yep.
What drugs was this author on when she wrote this?
Thorazine.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And which line gave it away?
Clocks.
Yeah. Good night, clocks. I think it's good night, comb. When you're saying good night to your comb, you're on Thorazine.
Yeah.
Mitten. I
it's
think
time.
Mitten.
Yeah, good night to your mitten.
Yeah, that's it's time to fill out your living will.
You're staring at your hands at that point because you're chipping.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Don. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Later.
Can't wait. And if you're not able to go to the 7-second delay anniversary party tomorrow night, Thursday night, Hardy White's giving a one-man show to benefit our Hellraiser. You can buy tickets at WFMU.org.
Tomorrow night is Thursday night.
Friday night. Sorry, Hardy White is Friday night. And then Saturday is the second Saturday No Bathroom Festival right here in front of the station in Jersey City, 43 Montgomery Street. Come on down.
Well, Ken,
yeah.
Does the street, answer me this.
Yeah.
Is there a curb on the street? Is there a curb on that street?
I'm not going to answer that question.
If there's a curb on the street,
there's
a bathroom.
I'm not saying there is or isn't.
You've got a bathroom.
No, there's no curb.
There's no curb on that street, on Montgomery Street?
Nope.
Well, then that's true.
Not the kind that you can go to the bathroom in.
I can go to the bathroom on almost any curb.
Well,
I've never met a curb I couldn't go to the bathroom
well,
on.
You,
be an interesting challenge.
Prove it. Yeah, tonight after the show, we'll go right downstairs.
No, it's
we'll
our see. Big finale tomorrow after Richard Thompson plays.
Okay. Fine.
Hey, I'm going to invite the whole audience out front to the curb. We've got one last little act for you.
So you're going to do it tomorrow night?
It's a fundraiser, isn't it?
Yeah, but nobody's going to, like...
I would cash their checks before the big finale. If you can.
Yeah, we've already cashed the checks.
Oh, well, then I can do it.
Oh, hey, we got time for one more, and then we have to I guess we have to announce the winner.
You announce whatever you want, son.
Well, there was the Aleister Crowley version. That was very interesting.
I guess there's no question of who won the speed reading.
That was Marie, right?
Yeah. The only subjective question is who won the dramatic reading. And the correct answer is it just doesn't matter.
Well, I think we have to give the award to Marie then.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Marie.
So, Ken, what are some of the high points that we've had this last 30 years? I know we've done two good shows. Two very good shows.
That's
and a
what
bunch
I've
of
heard.
Good shows.
That's what I've heard. I've heard we did two good shows.
And we've done a lot of not bad shows. How many call screeners have we had?
I don't know about that. I don't know how many call screeners.
Have we had 10?
We've had at least 10.
We've had some interns. We've had some. We've done some live shows at the UCB until they kicked
us
out.
We did live shows for 4 years. And we were at the UCB Theater every other Wednesday night for 3 years.
We had, who was the young woman that we got in trouble with for the New
Andrea.
York Times? Andrea, God bless her.
Yep.
She's married now. She's launched.
Mm-hmm. Good, good.
Quinn, our Miss 7 Second Delay, we hope we'll see tomorrow night.
Oh, I believe she's going to be introducing the show.
What else? It's been a wild ride, huh?
We did the Cub Scout show. We did the TV show.
Oh, you can't just name single shows. We've done how many have we done? Wait, if we were doing this for 30 years.
1,500 shows?
No, that's not possible.
30 years times 50.
Well, but we didn't average 50. Let's say we did, and there was a few months after 9/11 that we were down. Wait, so let's say we did 1,300
shows. It's over 1,000 shows.
Over 1,000 shows.
Yeah.
Two great shows.
Oh,
every 500 shows.
What were the great shows?
When you wrote a homophobic and offensive email that we were going to send out to all your
contacts. And I had 30 seconds to race downstairs and hit the cancel button.
Yeah, we hit send. And then
that was exciting.
That was exciting. That was one good show.
Yeah.
And then...
apology versus insult foot race?
No, that was all right. But I'm thinking the second good show was out front. We asked women that were passing by out front if they wanted their feet massaged for 25 cents.
Oh, that's right.
And a woman said okay, and she sat on the chair and gave us 25 cents. And then we asked men who were passing by if they wanted to massage her foot for $2. And we collected money from both ends.
Perfect capitalist scheme.
Yeah. That was a great show.
Yeah.
So that's 2 out of 1,000. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And what do you expect from somebody? Two great shows in a lifetime.
Well, it means that
how much more do you have to do?
It means you never know. It means why not try it? Why
right.
not tune in?
Yeah.
It could happen. It's possible. It could happen.
It's the chimpanzees throwing a dartboard at the New York Stock Exchange chart. It's the stopped clock that tells the right time twice a day. It's 7 second delay. Well, I'm really looking forward to the 30th anniversary party tomorrow night.
Yeah, and then we'll have a little review for everyone that couldn't make it next week.
Yes.
And Ken, it's been a great 30 years. It's been, this is sad to say, it's really been, I think, the high point of my life. One of the high points of my life. And then I have to just kind of figure out why that is.
It's the high point of my week. Almost every week.
Why is that?
Almost every week.
What went wrong that this is the high point? But anyway, I thank you for the last 30 years. And I can't imagine doing this with anyone else.
Oh, man, you're so sweet.
I am.
Yeah, you're being all sincere and stuff.
I know. I gotta get off the air.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, radio. Good night, Andy.
Say good night to everyone.
Good night, headphone. Good night, Dale. Good night, listener.
Good night, listeners in Mount Hope. Good night, listeners in East Orange.
Good night, Queens. Good night, Hyperdose.
Good night, Rockland County at 91.9.
This is WFMU.
Good night, listeners online at WFMU.org.
WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online at WFMU.org. Good night, Will the Sound Guy. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Jeremiah.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Good night, Jeremiah. Good night, Alan Porchista.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah.